Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. Mary was also many years in Hong Kong for the Wall Street Journal and traveled Asia as her role as a journalist, and now looks upon Asia and the mysteries of Eurasia, the Eurasian world island, when it comes to trade. Once upon a time, Mary, I read, there was the opinion in Washington and other capitals of our allies that trade would liberalize the governance of countries that were understood as autocracies. This is during the first Cold War, after the first Cold War, into this transition period between the end of the Soviet Union and now. The understanding was that the World Trade Organization would give power to people within these countries, and their aggrandizement would be good because there would be many power centers and not the strong hand. That worked to a limited extent, but it did not work in China. Do you measure now, Mary, that the U.S. still pursues the idea that more trade, that better trade, that smarter trade with China will make it come to terms with the Chinese Communist Party as old-fashioned and shed it?
Well, there's a tension here because you have deeply entrenched corporate lobbies in the United States that have invested a lot of time and money in manufacturing facilities and various other ventures in China, and are either profiting from that or can't see another way to produce at scale at such low prices, and they want to stay. And so this is not something that is confined to Wall Street or to Hollywood. It's deeply embedded across the C-suites in America's largest companies. That's starting to change as I think we see the regime more clearly and see their behavior. The Trump tariffs have largely been preserved by the Biden administration, I think because they too see the cheating on behalf of Beijing. They don't like it. They'd like a fairer playing field. But are we going to walk blindly into a new free trade agreement with China? No, I think those days are over. Will we continue to try to negotiate equal terms and try to hold China to its promises? Sure. But will those talks be successful? Probably not. Because as you know, John, and we've talked about this in your program in the past, you just can't trust any agreement that China signs, whether it's a trade deal or its commitments to the United Nations or even its commitments to its own people. Look at Hong Kong. They promised 50 years of autonomy. They broke that. Contracts mean nothing to these folks. And so if you can't trust a document that signed a contract, then, you know, why enter into it in the first place? And that's the tough position our trade negotiators are in.
You've traveled in Australia. I've only ever talked to it. But I want to use Australia as an example here to see where we're going. Over these last weeks, Australia, in an election cycle, has made it very clear that it regards China as an existential threat. And the response is that Australia is going to grow its military over the next 20 years, going to invite American presence, military presence in the north, is going to reawaken its energy business, its oil and refineries that were all allowed to wither as they used imports from abroad. This is also true for precious metals. It's also true for rare earths and all manner of resources. This is one example of one continent, Australia. Is that in the future for all of us, Mary, to no longer to trust trade with an autocracy?
Yes, I think the era of blind and trusting globalization is over. And I think increasingly you'll see trade agreements forged between free nations or free nations with autocracies that, at the very least, aren't threatening to us and perhaps share our strategic goals, like, for instance, Saudi Arabia. That is the way that the world is changing. And I don't see any indication that there'll be a reversal anytime soon, because there has been a bipartisan awakening in Washington, but also in the American public at large, that communist China and Putin's Russia are adversaries. And enriching them, indulging their aggressive behavior is bad not only for their neighbors, but ultimately threatens us. And that awakening is a good thing. It's long overdue.
Taiwan, Mary, you've traveled there extensively. I've only visited once. Is Taiwan in a better place or worse place now, given the tragedy of Ukraine?
I think it's in a worse place, because what we've seen with the West's response to Putin's latest invasion is disunity, halfway sanctions, and a slow walking of sending the airplanes and other materiel that Volodymyr Zelensky says that he needs. So if I were Taiwan, I'd look at that and go, wow, that's scary. Not to mention the president's red line, where he said, if you're not in a defense treaty with us, essentially, we're not going to send in our troops to help you. So he said, we'll defend NATO territory. That's a defense treaty, but we're not putting U.S. troops in Ukraine. Now, that may be a prudent thing to do, but it is also a red line of sorts that would apply to Taiwan, which does not enjoy that defense treaty with the United States.
Our final minute, Mary. Do sanctions deter? That's now a fresh debate, because the administration has said two things on this.
No. And the reason I say no is because we've had not just U.S. sanctions, but UN/international sanctions on places like North Korea, on places like Iran. We've layered sanction after sanction on Russia for years and years and years, on communist China. And those regimes persist. Now, they may fall one day. Sanctions may play a small role in that. But to date, looking at the history of sanctions, you can't say that they have prevented military activity or deterred the folks at the top of those regimes.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.